Rishnan Dalet Sif Gimel. If somebody either intentionally or unintentionally was over on the Issa Shehiyah by these things that we're discussing, roasting on the coals, and therefore it was Nisha, it was Shahab Issa, so it's Aser to eat food by that person and for other people to eat this food on Shabbos, and even on Matar Shabbos until Kadesh Yasa, until the amount of time it would take for it to get roasted after Shabbos. This is Bameza, they put it on the fire, on the flame, too close to Shabbos, or B'Shegeg. They forgot to take it off. You put on earlier and meant to take it off. Forgot to take it off. Either way, it's also B'Yevid. Even B'Shegeg, they shouldn't come to do it B'Meza and say, Shechachti, I forgot. Nowadays, the Arser and Kulas, we're not dealing with real coals. We're dealing with our ovens, our stovetops, our those, our Mekel. B'Yevid, we don't have the full-fledged Shamiachata. And additionally, even though the Pashtas and Shechon Aruch and the Mishnebura, it seemed they were going Bashki over here, Lemaisa, if it was roasted to the point of Maichon Rizai, by the time it came to taste Kechovim, Chazanish says that you can make go and say Bashmash is the Suffolk and B'Yavid, we can go to Kulo, and say as long as it reached the amount of point that had to be roasted, the Maichon Rizai, by taste Kechovim, that's good enough. But from the reading of the Shulchan Aruch, it seemed that also B'Yavid, if when it came Shabbos, and not yet reached Maichon Rizai, whether by Mezer or Bashegiv. Sif Dalet. So if it's all pears, fruit, they eat them raw. You eat them raw, eat them cooked. And you want to put them around the kader, around the pot, or on the fire, even Mr. Burr explains, even on the fire before Shabbos, they should get cooked or roasted before Shabbos. You have raw apples, and you want to have baked apples. Now, apples can be eaten raw, can be eaten cooked, baked, either way. So Allah says that there's no Issa Shehiyah. The reason why there's no Issa Shehiyah is no Chashash Shemechata, because it's good raw, it's good raw, it's good cooked, it's all the same. As opposed to the Sevei, spoke of onions, Mr. Burr explains, you know, sometimes they're eaten raw, but it's not as good raw as cooked. So there's a Chashash Shemechata. Tibuchiyar, certain types of wild apples also are like that, as opposed to here talking about fruit that eat them raw, eat them cooked, it's all good, it's equal. So there's no Issa Shehiyah. However, Shulchan Aruch says you have to be careful not to do something that causes it to get cooked further. In other words, let's say you took the covering off, and now you want to put the cover back on Shabbos, or you want to add to the Atmana in a way that it's the Isra Atmana, there'll be no Isra. Because there's a very hudman like that from before Shabbos, no Isra of Atmana, no Isra of Atmana, of wrapping. Still, Mitzad Issa Bishul, you have to be careful. Even though there's no Issa Shehiyah, we're not afraid that even Machat and Mechalim to get it to cook faster. That does not mean you're allowed to cook. You're not allowed to cook a bacon apple on Shabbos, even though it's elbow raw. So therefore, if it's not Smash Kutzarafah, you still be careful not to add a covering or something like that on Shabbos in a way that you might push me over on the Issa of Bishul. Sif Hei, Shulchan Aruch says that you cannot put close to Shabbos on Friday afternoon a raw dough, a pass, a bread dough in the ton of the oven. Or less than enough time for Shabbos, they have krimas pon. That means that the face of it will get hardened, will get like charred. Whether it's the face that's closer to sticking to the oven wall, the way Shulchan Aruch says, or Mishnah Berurah says, if the other side bakes faster, the other side, the point is that whatever we call the top half or the half that bakes faster has to have krimas pon, has to be hardened before Shabbos. Same thing with a charoa cookie on the gacholim, on the coals, it has to have krimas ponim on the side that bakes faster before Shabbos. The Rama says that Huadin would be the same thing if you pull it and you won't see like the raw, like doughy stuff like stretching with it. That means it already got hardened inside. That's the equivalent of Kruas Panim. As long as you reach that status, that level before Shabbos, it would also be good enough. Then the Rama talks about Pashtida, Pladin was some sort of a Knish. There he says it has to be that both on top and on bottom, both sides of it have to reach this level of Kruas Panim before Shabbos. And also the part that's inside of the inside of the Knish has to be already cooked. Now, he says in the over here, the top and the bottom, both sides have to reach the level of Kriyas Panim before Shabbos. The Magdarom, the Spur brings Magdarom and the Taz, they say that according to the Mechaber, one side would be good enough, Kriyas Panim on one side, only both sides. But the Spur brings from the Bir Agra, that since we're talking about something thick over here, something thick, so there, we're afraid that even if one side has Kriyas Panim, it might be raw on the other side, it's not probably cooked or baked on the other side. So here, everyone agrees, near the top and the bottom, both sides to have Kriyas Panim. Which the word brings from the Dog of Vava, it's written by the Behuda on the Shulchan Aruch. He says a different reason why everyone agrees over here, you have to have Kriyas Panim on both sides, because since it's really, there's a filling in between, there's a top and the bottom, the Kaddish is filling in between, so it's considered two separate cookies. It's like two separate cookies that have like a sandwich cookie, they have something in between. So each of the two cookies has to have Kriyas Panim. So the Moshe says this far also. So you need Kriyas Panim on the top and on the bottom, and the filling in between also has to reach the level of Maisel Ben Desai before Shabbos.